All right, Brian Mazurowski here with you. So the all right was to Joe, who's walking around. He'll be here at 10 o'clock. Thanks to Johnny Thunders for the intro. Brian Mazurowski here with you until then. We'll hear from Joe coming up in just a little bit. How's everybody doing out there? I hope everyone's having a good day. It's the bright sunshine is jarring how nice it looks outside right now, because I feel like we haven't had it in like a week or so. How great it looks. I'm like distracted by looking out the window over here behind Jimmy at how nice it looks weather-wise. And that's like right in my sweet spot here, like 70-ish. Like, yeah, that's not too hot. Just right for me. I'm looking forward to it. Anyways, hope everyone is having a good day today as well. 803-0930 to join me here on WBEN, 803-0930 to, you know, talk about what we're talking about here. And, you know, it's a few things that we were talking about earlier in the morning in the 5 o'clock hour. Me and Jimmy were sitting in here before this nice weather rolled in. We had the big, beautiful sunshine. Was this story, and this is from a couple days ago. New Jersey, I guess, was behind New York State in banning plastic bags. So, you know, you can't use the plastic bags anywhere. I still forget to bring in a bag almost every single time I go into the grocery store. It's been our rule here for a couple years, but it was really only implemented, let's say, a year and a half, maybe even like 2 years ago. I still forget to a T every single time I go into the grocery store. I'm at like a 95% forget rate of not bringing my bag into the store. Unless my wife is with me, then it's 100% we always bring them in. She knows what she's doing. But not me. I'm still doing that. But New Jersey, I guess, was a little behind. I thought they did this like in concert with each other. No, New Jersey banned plastic bags this spring. And now I saw this story in the USA Today. New Jersey bans their plastic bags. So what they're noticing, and I got to hear if people have noticed this around Western New York, because I'm reading the story and I'm trying to make the picture in my head. I think this is also true here. Grocery stores in New Jersey are noticing that now people are stealing those plastic shopping baskets. You know what you pick up? You walk in the store, you got all the carts there, but you can also just pick up a basket. You're only grabbing, you know, you're not grabbing a cart full of things. You just pick up the basket and you walk in. And now grocery stores are saying they're disappearing. They talked, USA Today, they're talking with Food Circus Supermarkets, the person in charge there, and they said they're just going to have to do away with the shopping baskets, because he said, I can't afford to keep replacing them. They keep on disappearing. People keep walking out with the shopping baskets. And they said it was not just that Food Circus, Super Food Town, which I think is, by the way, a great name for a grocery store. Super Food Town. You know exactly what it is. They're talking about not having any baskets on hand. They went to another place, didn't have any baskets when you walked in the door. They're going away. And I was thinking, you know what? This doesn't surprise me at all, because, all right, if you forgot a bag or something like that, you're probably going to pick up one of these baskets. I don't like using the bag. They're awkward to carry. Like, they're not, there's not really a good way for me to carry the basket. You carry it, it's always bumping into my leg. I never really like carrying the baskets, but I have gotten it before. And I remember getting the basket, you go check out, everything's in, you walk to the car, and then I remember like unloading into the car and holding the basket in my hand and going like, oh, wait, this is, I took a basket. Like, this is, now I got to go all the way back in the store, return the basket, go back to the car again. And I've done that before. And like ever since, I just don't pick up the basket, because I know I'm going to do that every single time I walk out to the car. I'm just going to have the basket in my hand. I'm going to forget about it. So I'm not surprised that people will be walking off, but what they're saying in New Jersey is that people are just doing it on purpose. And I did that did cross my mind when I walked to the car with the basket. I'm like, well, what? Should I just take it? I mean, are they going to notice? I think, no, I'm not going to steal your plastic basket. I'll return it and bring it back. But 803-0930, by the way, to join me here, somebody texted in on our text board saying, I take those here and there from Tops and Wegmans. You do? I said, to me, that's the same as stealing a shopping cart. Maybe that's going overboard, but it seems that way. But I am trying to think right now, going into the supermarket, I do feel like I don't see as many of those plastic baskets. So maybe that's happening here too, where people are just, they're taking them in. I forgot the bags. I'll fill up a basket and just take the basket home. What if you take the basket, the person who texted in here, what do you use it for? That doesn't have a lot of good reuse. Like the milk crate, you know, that can be, you put your records in there. You can put, it's like a storage. They stack on top of each other. It's nice. What do you use the shopping basket for? I can't imagine that having many good reuse opportunities. But where are you? Do you notice it? Are the baskets still around? And what do you use now with no plastic bags? Are you still getting used to it all these years later? Because I am. I have to admit, it's like it's day one for me every time I walk into a place. You see me walking out of the grocery store and I either have my hands full or most likely what I'm looking like, I have the kid in the cart, the cart's full of groceries, none of it's in a bag. And then I'm just like piling stuff into the back. I go back to the car corral and take my kid with me. And that's the other thing. Who are the monsters out there who are still not returning their carts to the little corral? Why? Is it really that much? If I can do it with a toddler figuring out a way to, all right, now I got to push this back and get my kid out and walk back with him on my shoulder or whatever. If I can figure out to do, what is stopping you from returning the cart to the corral? And do you know the stress you're causing everyone else who thinks they find a parking spot only to see the shopping cart right there, and then they just go, oh, come! Because that's like me every single time I'm trying to park somewhere. 803-0930 to join me, Brian Mazurowski, here on WBEM. We'll start in Buffalo. We'll go to Julia. All right, Julia, the shopping baskets. Do you use the basket at the supermarket?
Well, I have a handicap. I park in the handicap spot. And I tried to return the basket, but sometimes I can't because I have to take my cane and the basket back. But I always put it in the spot where someone can get to the parking spot. The other comment I wanted to make is that I also have a P.O. box, and I get a ton of mail, and there are times where I don't get to my mailbox for like 2 or 3 weeks, and they allow me to take the plastic bin home with me. They said I could take it home, and it also was very marked in dark letters that there's a $30,000 fine. And I've had like 3 baskets that I've taken back, but I always take it back. And the other comment I wanted to make is that JCPenney's used to have, I don't know, I think they still have them this tall, this basket that had wheels on it and had a handle to it that you could stretch up. And I think that supermarkets should get into that habit because most people will take them back because they're easy to take back if they're sturdy enough. And JCPenney's also used to have a rolling, basket. And then you have those baskets at Kohl's at the doors. So there are some other options that supermarkets
I know what you're talking about with that basket, Julia. And thanks for the call. You know, my favorite part is they said that you know, oh, they said I could take the basket home. Like they, like the CEO of, you know, Wegmans or something, like Danny himself. Just say, oh, no, no problem. You can take that back. It's probably like some 16-year-old. Like, I don't care if you take the basket, whatever. Well, that's what probably happened. I don't see. I could see how they're convenient because they're smaller. The baskets with the wheels on it that you carry around. But I'm sorry to say, I think as a society, we're so unhealthy that when it comes time to go to the checkout, I don't think most people are going to be able to bend over to pick it out of the basket that's on the floor. You're going to throw the cans of soup in there, but are you going to be able to bend over and pick it up to put it back on the conveyor belt? I don't know. I think the carts are perfect. It's not great when you have a kid because they don't have the kid seat in there. But if you're not going with a kid or he's old enough to walk along with you, the double stack carts, like the new carts, they're shorter. I feel like they have just as much space because it's, you know, something on the bottom, something on top. A little more maneuverable through the aisles. I like that. That's like the perfect cart. If you don't have a kid. And I still return them, even though they are smaller. And, you know, theoretically, you could just leave it there in the parking lot and it wouldn't get in the way of people parking their cars. But no, I do always return it. The carts that I can't stand are the, and now that's what my son wants to go and use all the time, are the ones like the big truck carts. You know, they make the ones for kids that they got the little steering wheel. It's a race car or, you know, it's a tractor or something like that. Those are the worst. Great for the kids. The kids love them. But the worst for trying to maneuver that thing, it's like you need a forklift operator's license to try and turn that thing around inside these tiny little aisles, especially when they put the displays in the middle. You know, a kid's having a great time steering. Here, I'm trying to, it's like turning around a cruise ship in the middle of the salsa. Trying to get that thing from one end to the other. So now I try and speed past all the carts to make sure my son doesn't see that they have them there. Or I pray that they're not, you know, within an arm's reach. The ones, there's two different ones. There's ones where the kid sits up top and that's fine because, you know, he's right there. But then there's the one where the kid is at the bottom. Like you have the cart and then your kid is in the very front of it. And those, it's tough to keep an eye on him. Sometimes he's like sticking his head out and the cart's so wide, you know, you got to be careful. You don't just right on the end cap. But no, I like the little carts. They're the, you know, maneuvering that around. Someone says grocery stores can't give you a plastic bag, but Tops now selling them $5 for 30 of them. Yeah, I see. I am tempted to buy. Earlier this morning, I recently had, I was gifted a huge plastic bag filled with plastic bags. So I'm set for right now. I got a secret stash at home. Don't tell anybody. All right? I don't need the FBI at my door looking for the plastic bags. All right? Let's keep that on the down low. But I've got a stash at home now, so I am set and not having to buy those bags. But I was hurting there for about a month, and I would go by every time, and my thought would be the exact same thing. I should buy that because I need it. But I cannot justify paying $5 or $6 for something that you used to take for free by the handful like a year ago. 803-0930 to join me here on WBEN. On our text board, a lot of you coming in. Someone saying, I use the basket to make carrying parts from the parts department easier and safer at work. Okay. You could do that. Someone saying, I'm not leaving my kids in the car. All right, we're going to get into it here. A texter saying, I'm not leaving my kids in the car to return a cart across the parking lot. Well, you know what? It's called pre-planning. If you have to, now, you could do what I do. And listen, I'm not trying to make myself sound like Gandhi or something, but I am a hero. And I take my kid is in the cart. I take the cart back to the cart corral. Sometimes I park on the side of the store. I have to go all the way back through and in the store. I'll return it in the store, then take my kid out of the cart, carry him back to the car. Because it's that important to return the cart. How I can say, all right, you have two kids? You have multiple kids in the cart? Guess what? You are now parking next to the cart corral. They should designate those spots, actually. Minivans only. Multiple kids only. You pre-plan it. Park next to the cart corral because now you know, okay, here, I can grab the cart right here. I'll return the cart right here. I'll put the kids in the car and boom, there the cart goes. And I'm right there the whole time. I'm not taking that excuse. I'm sorry. Not taking the excuse. Bobby, Tonawanda, you're on WBEM. What's going on?
Well, I got something for you. My nieces live in Florida, and every time they come up, they bring us hundreds of bags of Targets. The plastic bags from Targets?
Yeah. You're like Kramer in that episode trying to return the cans for 10 cents in Michigan. Taking them out. You got runners for you, taking plastic bags, smuggling them into New York State.
And they're better than the ones Tops is selling for, what is it, $3.99 or $5.99?
What makes it better?
The bag, the way it's built, the handles on it, the plastic handles on it. I have, I had one that I took with me to the store and had canned goods in there. I had about 5 canned goods, among other things, and it's sturdy. It's not going to break on you. It's not those really crappy ones that some of the stores have.
Thicker plastic. I know what you're talking about.
Well, then why do you act like you don't?
I just wanted to hear you say it to make sure I'm not crazy, because when I say, Bobby, that I need the good plastic bags, people look at me like I've got 5 eyes.
Oh, there's some better than others.
I like it. I like it. Thank you for the call. Thanks for listening. No, there are some better than others. Someone's saying I use the produce bags. People forget that. You know, for the meat, and there is produce, but they do have plastic bags there, but they're, you know, the thing, they're free, but they say you might need to use multiple bags. You can't carry it. Right? It's just tough to... Someone's saying the corn bags are free and thicker. Are they really thicker? I always thought those were thinner. Kind of more of a hassle. And they don't have a handle. So they're not really the best. And then somebody backing me up on our text board, 803-0930 to weigh in here on WBEN, saying that they have 3 kids and always park next to the cart corral. Listen, I love it. Thank you. They said, if I can't, I leave them in the car for 10 seconds while I go and return the cart. They've got a... You go to a parking lot of any grocery store, sans Aldi, and even Aldi, the parking lot isn't that big. You're at most 10 feet away from a place where you're supposed to return that cart at all times. They kept on, it's not child abuse or abandonment. Is that a symptom of, like, you can't leave your kid, you know, you can't have a 10-year-old walk around the neighborhood anymore? I used to ride my bike up and down, Walden Avenue, where I lived off of, where the thruway exit, 52 exit. You ride my bike up and down there. You go to the sports card store. You go to... Now no one's... Oh, people call the cops on you, right, if you do that now? Is that part of it? You can't even leave the kids alone to return a shopping cart? I don't buy the excuse. No, I don't. Return the carts. Let's go, people. More of your calls. I'll be back here after the news break. 803-0930 to join me, Brian Mazurowski on WBEN. That's right. We are back here. Brian Mazurowski on WBEN, and Joe Beamer is with me in studio, too. He's coming up, filling in for David Bellavia next. Joe, I don't know. Just talking about the means of transporting your groceries in and around the grocery store. It's a complicated issue. So many different options. So many things have been taken away from us.
Oh, yes.
But this all started with, I saw a story in the USA Today in New Jersey. They just banned the plastic bags back in the spring. And now grocery stores are noticing that their little baskets are gone.
Yeah.
People are just taking the baskets. And I'm trying to think. So I saw this story. I'm at work here, so I can't run out to the grocery store really quick. But I'm trying to like picture in my head to notice. I feel like I've seen that here. Like I feel like I've seen fewer of the baskets at stores here.
There are stores that, you know, I think originally got rid of them for COVID purposes. I'm not sure. But they either made a return or haven't. That makes sense of a reason why they haven't. And then you have to take the smaller cart. You know the one I'm talking about? It's got like the two little baskets on it.
I was saying that's my favorite cart.
Okay.
Is that your...
I'd rather just have the basket. I don't want to wheel a cart. I don't, as we've gone over, I don't go to the store for big grocery purchases. I get, you know, a day or two worth of stuff and I'll be back.
That's true. The basket has just never been comfortable for me at all. It's always, you take the basket, you're buying a gallon of milk.
Yeah.
With the basket, you put it in, and the basket's all like hanging on one side. You got to balance it out. It's like this whole weighing the scales game, like you're in kindergarten again. You know, measuring grams and ounces.
You put the basket up your arm like a purse, and then you're just fine. I carry it in the middle of my arm when there's something heavy like that in the basket.
I get it. Do you have a photo? Of this?
No, I've never taken a photo of me in the grocery store.
We got to see a photo when you see Joe marching around the grocery store with his basket purse. Please let me know. Take a photo.
When there's something heavy, you know, that's how I'm able to keep on going.
That to you is easier than grabbing a cart?
Not easier. I just find the cart to be annoying when I'm only there for like six things max. I know. I'm not saying it makes sense. It's just how I've always done it. But now I'm forced to get the cart because the Wegmans I go to, I don't know where the baskets are. I haven't seen them. Aldi doesn't have baskets. So when I go to places like that, I'm forced to carry around stroll around the shopping cart.
I've never liked the baskets. And one of the reasons is I would take it to the car and it's like, oh, I forgot I was even carrying somebody else's basket. I almost took this away with me. But apparently people just do that and it's like, whatever.
Now, if you find yourself doing that to the car, do you walk the basket back in or do you just throw it in a shopping cart in the cart return?
No, you walk it back in.
Okay.
But what are we devolving? I'm not an animal. I return the shopping cart to the cart corral.
Right.
I return the basket to where I found it, where all the other baskets are.
The cart corral is going back to the store. All those carts are going back to the store.
No, if you put the basket in the cart for the cart corral, that will stop, that inhibits the cart from mashing into the other. The carts fit together.
Yes,
like a puzzle piece.
I know. I did do the parking lot cart corralling for a few months. I know exactly how that works.
So before you got fired?
Yeah. Well, that's before they moved me to the cash register and then they fired me. Yes.
But they fit together.
Yes.
You put a basket in there that throws off the whole thing.
This is true. I mean, this is, yeah. You should walk it back to the store. However, I have been guilty of just throwing it in the cart corral.
We are the laziest society in all of history.
No doubt.
If our like challenge to, and it's a challenge because I see it everywhere, we have to make people get their money back at some stores to say, hey, can you just walk 5 feet and put this back where you found it?
And
that's
the
only way,
right?
It happens.
The reason of that is so they don't have to hire someone to work the parking lot. That's how your groceries are cheaper at Aldi.
And the reason is so that the parking lot's nice and clear.
Exactly.
You don't have carts thrown all
over
the place.
More stores should do that.
Somebody, 803-0930 to join us here on WBEN. Somebody on the text board saying, it's the cart kid's job to chase and gather up the carts. No, it's not.
No.
It's the cart kid's job to gather the carts from the cart corral in that huge line of carts and haul that thing up. They look like they're trekking up Mount Everest with a line of 100 carts behind them and bring that back into the store. It's not, you're not chasing carts from all around the store. That's your job to put it back.
But let me tell you, there are people that do think that, because when I was working the receiving department at Bed Bath & Beyond, on days that we would not be too busy, right? We didn't get a lot of shipment. They would send Joe Beamer, and this is when I worked at the Boulevard location. I would have to go all around that plaza, Brian, and let me tell you, it would not be rare to find a Bed Bath & Beyond cart in front of PetSmart, in front of Target, in front of Party City. I mean, so that is not, there are people out there that actually think, oh, I'll just leave this cart here. It'll somehow find its way back to the store.
I used to think about this. Somebody texted, I'm not parking by the cart corral to get my car hit by carts. And I generally don't do that either. Because I do think that way. Like, I mean, somebody's going to hit the car with the cart or come scraping through or something like that, throw the cart to the corral and end up hitting the car.
Yes.
Instead, I do think that way, so I don't park next to the cart corral. But guess what? You can park on the other side of it. You can park three spots down by the cart corral. Your kids are going to be fine in the car for the 3 seconds. That's no excuse at all. That's no excuse at all. And so, more car corrals. You need more car corrals. No, you don't. There's plenty. I would even say you don't even need one car corral. Walk it to the store.
Well, I mean, then you're going to have a parking lot full of carts. I mean, there is a reality of this. We have someone on the text board.
Because everyone's lazy.
We have someone on the text board that thinks that you can literally leave the cart anywhere, that's the cart kid's job. I always see, now I'm the opposite. I will take that spot next to the cart corral, Brian, because my car can't look any worse. So if you want to hit my car with a cart, fine. I'm going to take the nice spot that's sitting right there next to the cart corral.
Yeah, I don't need to be right next to there. I usually park a little further back or at the side of the store, and I've got my kid in the tow. I'm carrying him with me. He's on my shoulders, in my arm, or grabbing my hand, and or walking wherever. There's no problem there. You don't even need to park right next to it. Now I only have one. If you have two or three, it's a little bit more of a handful. You can park it takes you 2 seconds to throw the cart back in there. There's cart corrals all over the parking lot. You're never more than 10 feet away from a place you're supposed to return the cart.
Unless you're at Aldi.
Still, it's right there.
Yeah.
Don't use your kids as an excuse. They can survive on their own for 10 seconds inside of a car.
That's true.
Or you're being fine right there. And then I don't want to hear also, this is a totally different conversation. What should people in the handicapped wheelchair carts do? Do you expect them to return the wheelchair? No. That's why there's huge spaces next to the handicap. You can leave them. That's a totally different topic at all. Right? I mean, that's a totally different way of looking at it.
Yes.
I'm getting all fired up.
I love it.
Rick, you're on WBEM. What's going on?
Well, I always push the cart back, and I always thank people for pushing the cart back. But yesterday, I was pushing my cart back, and there was a cart sitting there, a car just pulling away, emptied out all the garbage they had in their trunk and in their car, left it in a cart, sitting in a parking space.
Put it in a parking... Oh, that's a double...
It's a double whammy right there, Rick. Put it in a parking space, too?
Yeah, I was going to run after the guy and get his, but I said,
take down his insurance.
That's the way it is,
That should count against your car insurance. Rick, thank you. That was another thing I was going to mention. People who leave when you pull out a cart and there's, garbage in it.
Oh.
Like, what are you doing here?
Yeah. Yeah, you ever get the cart where someone put one of those coffee holders on the side of it and they left a half cup of coffee there and it spilled all over the cart? I've seen that. I've never taken that cart, but I've seen that in the parking lot a few times. I mean, let's be honest, and I've been guilty of it. We've all been lazy, but you see some extreme laziness. Like Brian said, most grocery stores in Western New York have cart corrals laying all over the parking lot. If you're too lazy, and admittedly, I should walk the basket back to the store, which I usually don't walk out with the basket. You know, I could use the steps. But we have, Brian, I mean, this, you want to see laziness, go to a grocery store. You will see laziness in full swing.
It's terrible. Yep. I mean, it's just, oh my goodness. It's unbelievable when you see the carts thrown around everywhere. There's no excuse for it in my mind. Someone said I've parked next to the car corral or as close as possible for 30 years. Never once had my car hit by a cart.
Well, guess what?
You don't have to worry about it.
Now that they've said that, they've jinxed themselves. Their car's getting hit by a cart.
Yeah, I mean, and you know, even so, I can't see it. You don't have to park next to there. They're close enough. We'll go to Jen in Lancaster. All right, Jen, you're on WBEM. What's going on?
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing well, even though I'm getting a little fired up. I got a smile on my face.
You got me going. So I'll go to Rite Aid, and I don't take the hand cart. I'll take the regular cart. I'll get what I need, put all the stuff in my trunk, and I drop the cart back in, and everybody's like, oh, thank you, thank you. I believe it's pure laziness.
There's no other excuse for it, Jen. I'm hearing some other people's excuse. None of them cut mustard, right?
Right.
I thank you. All right, Jen. Right. And hey, on the plastic bags thing, have you ever used the basket?
No. I have bags, but my best friend, she'll go to Pennsylvania and get free bags, and I have bought them at Tops. But I use them for cat litter and stuff like that. And Cuomo, what an idiot.
I use them to, Jen, thank you for the call. A caller's personal opinion there on plastic bags. I use them to clean up after the dogs in the backyard.
Yeah.
And I need them. We've turned into now, this law has turned New Yorkers we're a bootlegging state again. Just like running moonshine, we're running plastic bags over state lines, just you know, through the forest.
That's right. Hey, I mean, it's college football season, Brian. You know I'll be coming back to New York with a lot of plastic shopping bags for the next few months.
Someone's saying we need a lot police or maybe fines. I wouldn't be against it. I would not be against it at all. There's nobody who deserves it more. There should be the police out in the parking lot. If you're spotted not returning that cart, ticket.
Yeah.
Can we put that? Can we make that happen? I think that would be well worth the time.
Paul Blart, parking lot cop.
Maybe both of you have stumbled upon the YouTube channel or Facebook channel Cart Narcs. There's a guy who goes around to grocery stores all across the country and publicly shames people. He's got like a GoPro on his head. And he sticks magnets to their cars. It's hilarious.
I love it. And I like it.
How defensive people get. It's just brilliant.
You know, we've really focused on the cart in the parking lot. But have you ever had someone, you know, take a cart from you in the store?
No.
No? Now, that's never happened to me. But I have seen it happen. I think my parents have a story
on
of it
purpose?
Happening. No, but thinking that it was their cart. Oh. Now we're talking early in the shopping. Yeah. I've never seen someone's full cart, but early in shopping, someone just take your cart. You know, you've maybe had two or three things in it. You got to go back to the start.
Just keep on walking with it. Once you, if you accidentally pick up somebody else's cart, you'd return it right away, I'd imagine.
Yeah, yeah. Again, I'm not.
Like put it back?
Yeah.
Like, or do you just keep on? These aren't like, mine now.
These aren't my things. Here you go.
Someone said, do you still take your carts back during a blizzard? Yeah. Yeah. I mean,
I rarely will go shopping during a blizzard, but yeah, if I have to.
That's the deal.
Yeah.
Like, you take the cart, you put it back. I don't care if it's raining, could be a monsoon, could be one of the downpours yesterday. You take the cart, you put it back. I mean, that's...
common decency?
Yes. That is being a decent person. That's the test. Are you fit for society?
I do find the people that, I mean, I don't find this. This is what I think. People who leave their cart in a parking spot or don't take it back to the cart corral are the same people that won't move for you, move their cart when it's in the middle of the aisle if you're in a smaller store that hasn't expanded their aisles. Stand there and stare.
I was talking about this with the kids' carts, which they're the worst. My son loves them. You know, you get to drive the wheel and whatever.
Yeah, feel adult.
I never had it, you know, when I was a kid. I never.
When I was a kid, we got buckled into that little green thing that was at the end of the cart.
I don't really remember that either. I'm trying to remember.
Car.
I do not remember being in a cart.
Oh.
I can't remember that far back.
You know, it was when you were too old for the actual in the cart. The Wegmans had these big green things that they connected, and they had two seats, and you buckle in, and then they had a car that would be like you're driving the cart.
Yeah. If you're too old to fit in the cart, you walk.
Yeah, you know, I think that now, but when I was younger, I appreciated the green thing on the cart.
Yeah, but no, those huge carts are just like, I said, it's like trying to turn around a cruise ship. Like, in the aisles that are so narrow, too, I'm doing like a 7-point turn with a little, you know, fake tractor or whatever my son's driving around, trying to, you know, not knock anything over, which is pretty tough. And then sometimes, you know, the way that some of them are built, you literally cannot see the front end of your own cart. So you don't know, like you're turning it around. You're like, I hope I'm making, we'll just back up just to be safe. It's like someone parallel parking for the very first time. It takes you like 17 tries. We'll go to Mike in Cheektowaga. Mike, what's going on?
How you doing, gentlemen?
Doing nice very good. All right. Do you return your carts, Mike?
I do return my carts, and every single one of the people that go out into the parking lot should. But what I want to ask Mr. Beamer is, there's a rumor going around about you that when you're in the grocery store, you approach someone's unattended cart and start throwing groceries in there. Is there any truth to that?
No truth to that, Mike. I've never done that.
I have. You got to do it, because then the only thing that could be better is if you're in line behind that person and they're like, I didn't buy that. And it's got to be something good, you know, like a steak that's $47.
Prankster Mike here. I love it.
What is going on at the groceries? Mike, thanks for the call.
Making your grocery experience fun. Come on.
That's not fun. That's just annoying.
A few pranks?
That's almost as annoying. You're like, what am I doing with, who put this steak in here? No, it's just annoying.
By the way, have you ever bought a $47 steak at the store?
That's very expensive. Inflation is high, but we haven't reached that.
I was going to say,
yeah.
I can't remember seeing a $47 steak.
It's like a six-steak pack.
Maybe,
a tenderloin or something. You gotta, I mean, that's, oh my goodness. But no, it's a car. I actually think that Jimmy, mark it down. From now on, when you call into the show, that's what Jimmy's gonna name. Where you calling from? Do you return your carts at the supermarket? If the answer is no, sorry.
We can add an emoji to this for Jimmy, and he can put the cart emoji next to people who return their carts.
Your calls get taken first.
Yeah, that's right.
Is that the way that it goes? No, I never understood what was so hard about doing this. And here's a different show. Maybe this is next week. This is another. No offense to you, sir. Thanks for listening. But I don't think I'll ever want to be at a dinner party with you. Person texts in, bagging my groceries is a service I pay for. People should boycott the self-checkout lane and use the occupied lanes only.
I disagree.
Listen,
I appreciate the text.
Where do you pay for the bagging your grocery service? Do you subscribe to it monthly? Who are you paying?
Yeah.
I've never paid for this service. Do you?
No.
Have you seen this anyway? Is there a surcharge on my receipt? The bagging surcharge? I don't remember seeing that.
I do remember back in the day when every register would have two people. And, you know, one would scan, one would bag. And, you know, it was a nice service. Those days, for the most part, are done. And, you know, I did work in a grocery store for 6 months. I can bag my own groceries.
It's not hard.
No, I like the self-checkout. I like just the again, I don't get a week's worth of groceries. So I'm not the person, probably not the best example here. But I like the self-checkout. And, you know, it's quick, it's easy. More stores are getting it, and I say thank you.
I love the self-checkout lane. Because I know my house. All right, this is all going in one bag because this is all going in the freezer downstairs. All right, this is all going in another bag. This all goes in one place. You can do that yourself. I'm a good packer, I like to think.
Yeah, and since you're paying for the bags now, it's nice to get the most out of them.
Yeah, that's right. Self-checkout lane is the greatest thing to happen.
And now pharmacies are starting to get self-checkout lanes. I was at CVS yesterday. They have a self-checkout lane at CVS. I applaud that.
They have it like everywhere.
Yeah. Dollar General now has it.
At places where you would least expect it.
Across the street?
The car wash has it. The convenience store at the car wash, they've got it there. Someone said, don't play with food at the store, especially perishables. Thank you. You know, just...
Oh, that's another thing.
How we're talking about arresting people who lick ice cream, but you're allowed to grab some steaks off the shelf and just toss them around in carts, just like willy-nilly?
I'll tell you, that's another thing that annoys me. And you know, just because it's a waste of money. You ever see this? Someone realizes they don't want one of the pre-prepared meals or something out of a cooler, and it's sitting on a store shelf?
Mm.
I've seen that a few times over. I'm not calling anyone out, but I've seen it at the Wegmans on Sheridan, and I feel bad because, I mean, that's a waste of money. That's now out of the cooler. They can't sell that.
Yeah, no, I agree. That's I hate when I see things just plopped on a shelf somewhere. Half-drank can of something.
Oh,
like
yeah,
half
that's
the time,
the worst.
Right?
Yeah.
It's like a bottle of Pepsi just sitting on, you know, a shelf next to the tomato sauce. I see that all the time.
Oh, and let me tell you, I mean, those things eventually will spill. People used to leave coffee all around Bed Bath & Beyond all the time. And, you know, clean up, you know, and we'd have to go and clean. It spills, it ruins products. I am lazy, as I said. I've left, you know, I can count on one hand how many times I've done that with a basket. Because usually I put my stuff in a bag and I walk out. But, like, if I realize I don't want anything anymore, because sometimes I'll shop and go, oh, this looks better, I'll walk it back. I don't want to waste product. I know how much that can hurt a store.
Well, Joe, thanks for coming in with me here.
I appreciate you having me on.
You're going to be right back here, in for David. What do you have coming up?
Well, you've given me a great idea to talk about lazy people, and we might get into that later in the show. But, you know, Brian, it always amazes me when COVID protocols are still a thing at places. And Goldman Sachs is lifting all their COVID protocols, saying, hey, it's time to get back to the office full time. We'll talk a little bit about that and much, much more. 4 hours of... planned radio coming up 10 to 2. I hope you'll join me.
I'm talking about that today when it comes to tourism, the border. People like to say we're back to normal. Still need an app to go over one of the bridges to and from the U.S. and Canada. So it's something we'll be talking about tomorrow here, too. Can't wait to hear it. After the news, Joe Beamer coming up. I've been Brian Masurowski. I'll be back here tomorrow morning, 5 a.m., bright and early with you. It's 9:58 on WBEN.